Some people have a particular negative attitude, it's very strongly rooted in them. I'll never get a job, I'll never get married, this is never going to work out for me. Then what do we do about it? Again, it's the important thing is the consciousness keeps moving positively. Sometimes if we consider a river which is going through many different channels, one channel may get blocked, the river finds some other channel which it moves on. So if this channel is blocked, sometimes trying to persuade them to open that channel, that just exhausts us and exhausts them. That makes, the more we try to say, no, you can do it, you can do it. No, I can't do it. And the more we try to say, you can do it, they just become more closed, more insecure, more defensive. So then what we could do is, find out some other channel in their life, by which they can at least keep moving forwards.
In other areas.
Other areas. And then, over a period of time, maybe some taste of success in other areas may give them the confidence. Maybe I can do it this in this area also. So it's a matter of progression. So basically, stagnation may happen in life. And in some cases, the stagnation may be reversible. In some cases, it may not be reversible. If somebody wants to be an athlete and they suffer a crippling injury, then I'm never going to be an athlete, it's just as a fact of life. Okay, but that stagnation doesn't have to let that stagnation, that particular ambition doesn't have to lead to stagnation in their entire life. Now sometimes even if you're physically crippled, still now there are Paralympics also, you know, for physically challenged people. That's a different thing. Sometimes the stagnant channel might also open, but just because one channel in life has become stagnant doesn't mean life has to become stagnant. So that's where I feel spiritual understanding helps, because spiritual understanding helps us understand that we often say you are not the body, but that's so generic as to not be very helpful. But included in that is, okay, that means you are not just an athlete, you are more than an athlete. You know, you are a software engineer, lost your job, but you are not a software engineer. You are a person, you are bigger than this particular profession, you are bigger than this particular ambition, you are bigger than this particular relationship also. Somebody may lose someone and they may lifelong define themselves, oh, I am an orphan, I am a widow, I am a widower. But if you understand that we are souls, then that means we understand that all these are roles and we are bigger than our roles. So then as long as I identify with that role, then I think this is the only channel for my consciousness, then this will become stagnant. But if I understand that I am bigger than this role, then I can find other channels for my consciousness to move on. So in some cases, breaking down a channel is essential for people to move on. If somebody is alcoholic and they think I am alcoholic and I can never give up alcohol, well, okay, then in that case, you are an alcoholic, but at least, you know, drink in moderation. Drink in such a way that you can still do your responsibilities in life. And then gradually they start becoming more responsible. If they're told, you just have to give up alcohol, I can't do it. Okay, you can't do it, fine. Just try to do it in such a way that it doesn't disrupt your other life. And then as they start gaining a sense of control in their other life, hey, maybe if I can control this, I can control this also. So in some cases, change may be impossible. So just leave it and change in other things. In some cases, change may be manageable, they just need some confidence to be increased. In some cases, change may just be essential. If somebody has got, say, cancer, and it's curable, but they just say, okay, now I'm going to die. At that time, somehow or the other, you have to infuse. Now, if there are treatments available, try out this treatment. So if it's curable, then at that time, infusing that change is vital. But that kind of situations where that very situation needs to be changed, or that very conception needs to be changed, that may not be immediate. See, most often, even when a person says, okay, I want to die, it's not so much because a particular thing has gone wrong in their life. It's basically they have lost a purpose for living. If they get a purpose for living, then they will get a purpose for fighting against disease also. They will get a purpose for fighting against adversity also. So many times we tie our purpose down to some small things. If somebody, say if a boy or a girl have decided, the purpose of my life is to, you know, have a relationship with this particular person. and that person rejects me, if that person goes and marries someone else, then I feel my whole life's purpose is defeated. So we have to find a big enough purpose for our life. And one of the biggest challenges in encouraging others is to help them to find a purpose. Now you say ultimate purpose is to love Krishna and to go to Krishna. That is true, definitely. But at the same time, we also, how do I serve Krishna in my life? What do I do in this world practically to serve Krishna? So if we can find some purpose that way, that can help us to overcome a lot of obstacles.
And you're saying this, non-devotees, devotees alike.
Yeah.
This idea about having a purpose.
It's universal.
Is what carries us.
Yeah, of course.